weather, huh? 60 degrees on Wednesday. 8 inches.
This Valentine's
Thursday,
Day, let Jared turn your feelings into jewelry. Jewelry that tells her she's the best thing that's ever happened to you. In a way that goes beyond words.
Don't you?
It could be a piece jewelry designers created just for Jared, or a piece we custom made just for you. Because we're more than a store that sells beautiful jewelry, we're jewelers. The one unique gift that makes her Valentine's Day unforgettable. That's why he went to Jared.
Let's ask the Lord to bless our time.
When you're selling online, it's exciting to watch the orders flowing. What's not so exciting? Shipping them out. That's why you need ShipStation, the number one choice of online sellers. ShipStation automatically imports all of your orders into one simple interface, so you can easily create shipping labels for all the top carriers at the lowest rates. Now, try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, Spotify listeners get an additional month free. Click on the banner or go to ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone and enter Spotify.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then... Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offering 3/24/17. See a Staples associate.
Memorized the entire book of James about 2 years ago. And we just showed her on the screen when she stood up and recited it word for word. James chapter 1 all the way through the verse 1 all the way through the end of the book. She took about 13 minutes to do the whole book. It took her a lot longer than that to memorize it. But it's a great book. It's a powerful message. It's a challenging message. It's a convicting message. All in one thing. It can do all those things because the Word of God is amazing. But look at chapter 1, verse 1. We're just going to read verses 1 to 4 this morning. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are dispersed abroad, greetings. Consider it all joy, verse 2, my brother, when you fall into various, or you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Verse 4, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect. Begin to look at this series in the book of James. We have to begin with the question of who is James? Who was he? There are at least four James that are mentioned in the New Testament, or maybe some more than at least four of them. And there's three that debate over whether this James wrote this letter, or this James did, or this other James. We're going to look at the three that some people argue about. Which ones they are. First is James, the brother of John. Jesus called these two the sons of thunder. James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Mark chapter 3, verse 17 says this. Jesus, he appointed the 12, Jesus did that, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James. To them he gave the name Boanerges. Energies, which means sons of thunder. And we don't know why Jesus gave them that name. We don't know what they did to be called a son of thunder. But some people believe that's just their temperament. If you remember, if you look through the New Testament, you read about them, these guys wanted justice much more than they wanted compassion and grace. Remember, it was them that called those people who were involved in some sin. John and James said, call down lightning on these guys. And they wanted to see judgment. This James was killed by Herod when Peter was put in prison in Acts chapter 12. So this James, son of thunder, we don't think it was this one. James, the son of Alphaeus. Out about him in Matthew chapter 10, verse 3, and he's called James the Less in Mark chapter 15. Imagine having that as me walk around in life. This is Ron the Less. Or imagine Russ's parents introducing him and their grandson. is our grandson. He's adopted. He's James the Better. This is our Russ the Better. This is our son. We wouldn't like that terminology, but that's what he was called because in this fall, the other James was in some way superior. So he got the name James the Less. And most people agree that it was not this James. The one that we do believe, and I have an asterisk by the notes here, double asterisk, is James, the son of Joseph the Better, and also the half brother. Remember when Jesus began his earthly ministry, his family didn't believe in him. His family didn't believe he was the Messiah. They grew up with him. He knew he was perfect and sinless. He never did anything wrong as a kid. And God was just made his brothers envious and upset. But they didn't believe him to be the Messiah. But this James became the head of the church. The darling of heaven. This James that Paul referred to in Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. He said, these people that Paul was getting ready to drown, recognizing the grace that had been given to me, James and Cephas and John, who reputed to be the pillars of the church, gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship. And these guys were to go to the Israelites, to the Jewish people, to circumcise their brother. And Paul and Barnabas went well to the region. This James was the church man. This James is the brother of Jesus. He's the one that we believe. So, to give that background, because you want to explain about what you understand. Added half brother of Jesus, but he wasn't bragging. What does he say? He says, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Since we believe that this was the half brother of Jesus who wrote this, his description of himself, and as I said, he didn't say James, the son of Mary and Joseph, or James, the half brother of Christ, or he could have said the brother of Christ. He didn't do that. He said, James, a bond servant of the Lord. And I believe that makes his words even more powerful. See, James was not in the ministry for recognition. He wasn't in it for reward. He wasn't in it to have his reputation built up. He called himself, when he says a bond servant here, he really calls himself a slave. This shows tremendous humility. Tremendous commitment to honoring his brother. See, the son of the promised land. Very few could honestly say that. You know, I am a slave of Christ. I am a servant of Christ. And all I want is for the glory to go to him. We might say that in words, but our lifestyle and our actions sometimes do not back that up. A lot of Christian leaders want to be known, want to be popular, because that's the way that happens in the world. But James had that same thought that John expressed in John chapter 3, verse 30. He said, he must increase, and I must decrease. That's what James is saying. Yes, I am the half brother of Christ. I grew up with him. I watched him. I watched him from time when we were little boys. Played baseball together, kickstones. He could do everything much better than me. He didn't talk about that. He said, this half brother of mine, I am his slave. I am his master. Then we see that James wrote at the end of verse 1 here. He says, to the 12 tribes which are dispersed abroad, greetings. The 12 tribes that were scattered. Ask ourselves who were these people? When were they scattered? In Acts chapter 8, verse 1, chapter 7, Stephen had just been stoned. He had been killed for his faith, for his witness. And verse 1 of chapter 8 begins with this. It says, Saul was a party agreement. This is Saul, the Apostle Paul, who was persecuting the church. Saul, who became a great missionary. Saul was a party agreement pointing at him, Stephen. And on that day, great persecution began against the church. And they were all scattered throughout the region. This way. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Great Commission was given. 1:8:1. So, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, God said, when you go to the world, preach. He is very much pointing to the world. Acts chapter 8, verse 1. 6:1. So, the persecution led to the evangelism of the world. We're ready to go out. Now James is writing to this group of believers. He says, greeting. The end of verse 1. The 12 tribes were scattered abroad and dispersed abroad. Greetings which is known to the trucks. So in the opening sentence of the James says, I'm a servant of Christ, my brother. Number two, he says something that's very difficult, kind of unexpected. What he says here, there's times when I wish, as a pastor, that I was reading something new the very first time, never heard it. It was just an awesome day to have this letter from James presenting to me for the first time. It would be interesting to see your reaction when I read it. Write the top 10 things that come to your mind that bring you happiness and bring you joy. None of us, I can almost guarantee, unless you're trying to describe to us, none of us will write difficult times or trials. We love them. We enjoy them. So when James writes this, when the joy of the Lord is not my strength, the strength of the Lord is my joy. I want to read that again. I want you to read it. I want that to impact you. Because for the last 10 or 12 days, however long it's been, I probably meditated on this thought more than anything else that I have recently. Matter of fact, I came home and I walked in the door and grabbed a pen and a piece of paper. And Cheryl said, what are you doing? I said, I got to write this down. Because it was so powerful to me. When the joy of the Lord is not my strength. That's the verse. The Word of God says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. psalmist said, when the joy of the Lord is not my strength, the strength of the Lord is my joy.
Thank you for this.
And I don't know how many times over the last couple of weeks as I've thought about that, that just brought such comfort. Because are there times, we ask you, are we always full of joy?
Wash me in your
cleansing flow. Even when we go through a bunch of trials, isn't that fun?
Now all I know,
there's plenty of times when we're not full of joy. What a powerful lesson that was to me. And like I said, I just can't repeat that to myself so many times.
The joy of
the Lord. Christian life is satisfying, it's blessed, it's exciting in many ways, but it's not always easy. Not in our day, not in our society, not in our nation right now. But it's really no different from what James was. The time of James when he was writing this to people who were scattered abroad. But look at the Christian world today, look at the church. It's really no different in the world. There's bitterness, there's hatred, there's divorce, there's adultery, there's homosexuality, there's disunity, there's gossip, there's bitterness, there's envy, there's lust. You look at all the things that are in the world, and you see them in the church. We have much more than this to confront the world. Come face to face on a daily basis with this junk that's in the world. Now, I don't want you to misinterpret this or misunderstand this in any way. James is not saying, let's go out, everybody just go out in the world and find as many trials as you can. How many people have been trials? How many people have no problem with that trial? That's not what James is saying. James is not saying, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, March, tomorrow, have joy on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. It's going to be fun. No, that's not what he's saying. It doesn't mean that we seek them. It doesn't mean there's not going to be any trial, pain associated with the trial. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be any heartache, there's not going to be any suffering. But what he is saying to us is,
you are worthy, oh Lord.
purify our faith. That's what the word testing is.
Howdy, folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. You have someone in your life you want to get KFC's new $10 chicken share with? It could be a friend, more than a friend, or even a spouse. It's okay. Be brave. Go ahead and say, I want to get a $10 chicken share from KFC and share a chicken with you. It's who you are. Don't be ashamed. Just head to a KFC and share 9 extra crispy tenders, 6 pieces of original recipe, a lot of popcorn nuggets, or 12 hot wings. And don't be afraid to be who you are. KFC. It's finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFC's. Prices may vary. Tax substitutions, extra hot wings not available at all locations.
Guys, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. So rush into JCPenney for up to 60% off select diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver jewelry. And an extra 15% off all heart-shaped fine jewelry already marked down 40 to 60%. Plus, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Dollar $2.90, $2.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for more details.
Shop the Winter Rethink Kitchen and Bath event for Home Depot exclusives, like the Kohler Rubicon Center Set Faucet. Now at a new, lower price, just $79. It's brushed nickel finish and Art Deco style, complement any decor. Contemporary, classic, yours. No one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. And right now, the Kohler Rubicon Faucet is just $79. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Valid through March 9th.
Charges that are made up, and you see the justice system seemingly get away with lies. You're tested. I said the other night at prayer meeting, our cancer list just grows and grows and grows. When you hear the word cancer, you're tested. When your spouse walks out, you're tested. Child makes some terrible choices and seemingly runs from the Lord, you're being tested. When you lose your job, you're being tested. When you face financial battles, you're being tested. When friends turn their back on you, you're being tested. You could add a whole lot more to that. When you go through various things, from it. When you're going through a difficult time, gain strength by remaining beneath it. If you're a weightlifter, you know that to actually gain any strength, you actually have to lift the bar. It's not just enough just to pick it up off the ground and drop it. If you're pressing, you got to get it up. If you might struggle with it, you got to remain under it. I've coached, Russ has been a coach. One of the things coaches do is you create stressful situations. When I coach soccer or basketball, I would just, in the middle of a play, we would have a play designed like offense against defense, and kids knew who were the starters. And I would, they're going down the field and getting ready to pass to a spot. We always pass to zones, and not, you know, you don't pass to the guy who's running, you pass ahead so they can run to it. And I would stop practice, blow the whistle, not blow. They would have to continue on, but I'd grab a kid, take him off, and throw his second string in the place. Because I'd say, I want you to imagine this kid just fell out of the second string. And you would do that, and just create stress for your coach to be ready if something happened in the game. Michael Phelps, the Olympics, his last year, got his goggles with full of water. Won a gold medal, but he finishes. His goggles were full. He asked him, he said, How do you handle that? Coach makes me do that. Sometimes we walk swimming, he'll come in, finish my goggles. how many shirts are you wearing? See, that's what trials are. Trials are what teach us and prepare us. They produce endurance. They produce us. Endurance meaning, again, staying under the trial. Staying there, not trying to flee from it. I saw this the other day. I thought this was great. So, struggle with developing strength. That's such a great statement of what reality shows me down before we can talk about the millennials. I said I like Survivor this last year because of the millennials versus Generation X. I also like to watch, I didn't like to watch all the shows, but the biggest loser I like to watch. And they get these 18 or 20 people to do the show, and the coach trying to instruct these people to wait until he doesn't tell the team that everybody to do 100 push ups. Same word that I'm trying to find it. Acts chapter 3, verse 16. And on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man, and you see and know. And the faith which comes through him has given him his perfect health in the presence of you all. Perfect health. That's when Jesus healed the man. And he says Peter healed the man. And he says he has perfect health. That's what he's talking about here with us. That's the same word. That we are perfect. We're deficient in nothing. We're lacking nothing. We have everything that we need. Let me ask you this morning. Thank you for this. You're going through a trial right now. You're going through a difficult time.
Thank you for
the God's kind of left you out there floundering. You're like, there's just no answer.
Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. We crown you now with many crowns.
Just let him give the song.
But he always...
I like that last phrase. It's we really come to know God as He is, but as you go through, we really come to love God as He is. That song was really popular back when we were in college, and Cheryl and I were picking out music for our wedding. I said, "I want the fire." She goes, "Ron," she goes, "listen to what that song said." I said, "I love it. It's just really." Christine Wurtz had been at the college and she had sang it. I just love the music to it. And she goes, "Ron, we're not going to sing. You've been through a fire when you're about to marry me." So we changed my favorite song. We didn't actually have that song at the wedding, but isn't that a beautiful song? That we come to know God. We come to love God. We go through those times that drive us to our knees. I trust that's where you turn. When James says, "Consider it all joy when you fall and you go through these face," I get the King James and the version that I use all mixed up. When we face these trials, consider it joy. Drive it to your knees. Learn to trust in Him. Learn to realize when we're down, He's pulling us up. Russ, let's come and lead us in our closing song.